Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to remind you about Israel. Keep Israel in your prayers as of the president's going to be meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about this framework of this peace deal that they're wanting to work out over there. There's 100 and some odd thousand missiles pointed at Israel right now. It's sort of like the Alinsky tactic, I feel, that where all of a sudden that this great pressure now is put on Israel. All these guns are put on Israel. Turkey's got all these Iron Curtains. All this stuff's happening. And now they're coming in trying to nudge Israel to do what they wanted to do. And it's like, you know, that may work with a stop sign in your community. It may work with an issue in your community, but this is Israel.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want to organize Israel. You know, you don't want to use those kind of tactics in there. And if you haven't yet heard this series, that, because the question was that I had was, as you're looking at all this, and it was just such a reprieve when God revealed this to me, because it's crazy. It's chaos. I mean, you think it's going one direction, then it goes another, and it goes this direction, then it goes another. And with that, you start realizing what's going on is that there is no agenda. There's just keep this rapid movement, and the agenda is not being shared, so that people can be gathered up and herded up to be able to get to nudge at people to go a certain direction. And as a matter of fact, it's called the Alinsky methodology of that. And he wrote a book. What's the name of the book that they wrote?
Drawing a blank. Alinsky Task.
Rules for Radicals. There's got, yeah, wasn't that fun?
Thank you.
you were squinching your eyes and they were whispering, so it was like, ain't gonna happen. Rules for Radicals. It's like, oh, that's gonna help us with earplugs on and radio on, all that. So here we are, and when you understand Rules for Radicals and how this works, and you know, organizing techniques are not necessarily wrong. But it depends on the motives that's being used, what the goal is. If your goal, for example, children can organize against their parents, that's not good. But you can successfully organize against your parents.
Yeah.
Absalom, he organized Israel against his father, David. That's not good. But he was able to organize that. But also you think about Dr. King. Dr. King organized a lot of people for the rights, constitutional rights in America, for African-Americans, for everybody. Civil rights. That was good. But organizing Israel is not good.
Not good.
You don't, and it's like, and what you're looking at, we're looking at the basic tactics that are explained, and it's called, the series is called Children of Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. And it breaks down each of these tactics, and it'll help you. And I think you need to get that under your belt. You need to really get this into your DNA, because I watch Christians, I watch the masses, but you watch Christians, and it's like, you're just like a puppet. You're doing everything that they say is going to happen when you do this and this tactic. This is what people will do, and you do it. You know, and for example, when they were talking about healthcare, and I think everybody needs healthcare. I think, as a Christian outside the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God, I'm not going to be standing up and say, don't give anybody an aspirin. I can't do that. Sorry. You know, if somebody wants to help Miss Jones, you know, and you're not helping her, then I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to somebody who wants to help Miss Jones, for example. And it's a kingdom of God argument versus the kingdoms of this world argument. And how that's done, that can play out. But so when you see, but when they were bringing that up, and America was, you know, speaking out against, the church was speaking out against mandating having to buy insurance that would allow the people that worked for them, Christian organizations, to purchase birth control pills and that type of thing that would eliminate or prevent pregnancy. That they said that this is our beliefs. This is what we believe in. And so that argument was going strong, and it was, you know, that was a good argument, saying, you know, First Amendment says you couldn't do that. But what happened was the Alinsky tactics were used to where all of a sudden they changed the argument. Well, no, no. The argument was originally was about healthcare in general. Mm-hmm. And the argument wasn't going over too well. And that's when they turned it over and made it about birth control in the church. And all of a sudden we have these hearings taking place and the church is focusing on the birth control and having to purchase it for insurance and totally left the argument. This is unconstitutional.
Right. Hello.
You know, and it's like, oh, that was so a brilliant move on behalf of somebody who knows how to organize folks. They changed the argument. So immediately the argument went from this is unconstitutional because about a third of the gross national product will be controlled by the government. The government will be in control of the people, and it's supposed to be a government by the people other way around. Mm-hmm. But everybody just shifted, and all of a sudden now it became about birth control, and it came about the church. And they came right in and attacked the church. It was a huge assault on the First Amendment and the Catholic Social Services and some of the things that they do. And I guess they had to defend themselves, but not leave that original argument. Mm-hmm. Well, those are it just makes sense when you understand the Alinsky model of organizing and understanding too, that the president taught these tactics for 4 years. He taught them for 4 years. And according to the Chicago Tribune, and he also worked with Alinsky, he was mentored by Alinsky, and so was former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She was mentored by Saul Alinsky. And she even wrote a paper on Saul Alinsky in her graduate class, which is sealed to this day. So we have no idea. Everybody's wanting to know. It's like, I would just like to know. I mean, because everything's out. It's like, why would you not want to share? What does this say? Right. You know, what could that paper say? I know my papers would be terrible. It's like, yeah, I know it's a typo, subject verb agreement, and it just, you know.
I just didn't write them.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't write? I just didn't write.
Oh, aha. And so, but, and this is what the Word of God tells us, that God's people are destroyed. It doesn't say they're delayed. It doesn't say they're hindered. The Word of God says God's people are destroyed now for a lack of knowledge. So why not get knowledge? Because when you let's go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. I think you see the torch going even possibly behind me, and look for there's a torch in the upper left hand corner right there, but look for children organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, and understand that we as Christians that we're organized by Jesus. We're organized by Jesus. We follow Him. And He has clarity. He knows what He's doing. I mean, He is God, and he knows what He's doing. He's the Son of God. He's leading us. His Spirit is dwelling inside of us. And when you think about Saul, when I talked about, you know, Saul, why are you organizing me? That Saul thought he was doing a work for God, but when he met God, he realized he was organizing against God. So what happened at that point, he took all of his skills, his ability to organize, and he submitted them to God. And he said, Jesus, I'm yours. And then Jesus began to organize Paul. And of course, he was Saul, and then his name got changed to Paul. But all of a sudden, this apostle, he became organized by Jesus. He is the supreme organizer. I mean, God's into organizing, but He is the organizer. And so what he did, Paul would listen to what God would tell him in dreams and visions and words and visitations and through the leadings, and he would do exactly what Jesus said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that he gave up all of his skill set. He submitted his skill set. And so when you see all this thing, it's, man, you're like organizing Israel. Mm. And that's what's taking place right now. Because somebody says, well, I will never do that. Well, if you have 100-something thousand missiles pointing at you, you have the whole world turning against you. You have the whole Arab League turned over to Vladimir Putin. You have, you know, the Russian Navy not only in the ocean right outside of Israel, but you also have it on the backdrop of our choice of our president, why they're speaking about who's going to lead our nation. I mean, the Russian Navy being there, that if you're Israel, you got to be a little, you know, intimidated about. Maybe originally you wouldn't have said, I would do this. But now it's like, we have 150-something thousand missiles pointed at us. And no, as Christians, we would say, I still can't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. I still can't give up what God said to me. And I'll love you, you know, and I'll pray for you, but I'm going to allow Jesus to organize me. Well, those techniques are being used right now on Israel. They're being used everywhere. Mm-hmm. The world's being organized right now with those tactics. This is the interesting thing about this book, by the way, and we'll go to break. The interesting thing about this book called Rules for Radicals, the author, Saul Alinsky, who wrote it, and I believe he was in prison when he wrote it, but the book is dedicated to someone in the very beginning of it. And he says he was the first one that did this and got his own kingdom. And he dedicates this book, Rules for Radicals, he dedicates it to Lucifer.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, all that stuff going on inside churches where you're trying to organize folks outside the authority that's there, or you're trying to do things, manipulate and all. It's like, you know, we got to allow Jesus to lead us, the supreme organizer. And he writes very distinctly down what he wants us to do. And he also leads us as we abide with him.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.